second sin of the rock. Welcome to the Craft Beer Cast. I'm Josh. That's Jeff.
Hey, what's happening? We're remote again, which means short episodes, and we get to put, I mean, have to put up, I mean, Wells is here.
Yeah. Yeah, you get to interact with me. Isn't that just making your day, Jeff?
Yeah. Keep talking. I'm putting in for hazard pay.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Your response there was, you guys are getting paid?
Yeah. Right? That's what I'm sitting here thinking. Like, you guys are getting paid? What the fuck? Yeah. So we always talk media and games and shit. Anybody got anything they want to talk about? Media, games, and shit wise?
Not really playing anything right now. I think, like I said last episode, it's been a busy couple of weeks. Just really haven't had a whole lot of downtime. And honestly, like, when it gets to the weekend and I've got an afternoon free, odds are I'm going to go spend it out in the pool. It's just too damn hot to do anything else.
Yeah.
Although sitting in the air conditioning is also nice too, but.
You have air conditioning you could sit in and not even have to be outside.
Yeah, but also the pool. So, you know, there's that. Started rewatching Peacemaker. Getting ready for the second season to be coming here out pretty soon. Did we talk about John G's? I know I sent you guys the picture a little bit ago, but
no.
A couple weekends back we went to, so John G's is this, started out, I guess, kind of as like a food truck, that was going to breweries on Tuesdays and Thursdays or maybe Wednesdays or something like that. It's a barbecue place, and you know, their stuff's really good. And so then they opened a place like, Josh, it's in Peachland.
Yes.
So, you know, yeah. So like, you've got an idea. It's a out in the middle of nowhere kind of thing, right on the highway. And they do it like Texas style. We went and got in line at 7:30 and, just kind of hung out in line, kind of tailgated, for lack of a better term. About 9 o'clock, they opened up for breakfast. So you could just kind of like walk in and get, the breakfast taco, which was like eggs and brisket and some salsa verde and some, candied jalapenos. It was phenomenal. And then you go back in line and you wait, at some point around 11, they'll bring out a free beer, which was kind of neat. You know, cause they can't, I guess they don't have a license, so they can't sell it. And I guess, you know, some of these breweries that they're going in with their food truck will donate beer. So like, you know, I'm sitting there and, you know, I had, what's that lager for the Charlotte Football Club that Noda put out, had one of those. It was real good, you know, especially when it's flipping hot and we're all sweating anyway. They had like Noda's Radio Haze in there. And then I guess Town had collabed with them and built a grill friend type beer. You know, it was like a smoked lager, which was perfectly acceptable and went really well with barbecue. Again, you know, we're all hot and somewhat miserable, but, you know, it was expensive as hell, you know, like if you follow any of the barbecue subreddits and people post, you know, oh, I went to this barbecue place and I spent this much. Like it's real. Cause you go there and it's like, oh yeah. Like I want a little of this. I want a little of that. I want a little of that. I want, you know, like you're ordering all these different things and they start putting stuff on the tray. And it's like, oh man, like that looks good, but I need like two more slices of brisket. What you don't realize is that's like a half a pound. Yeah. And before you know it, you're over $100 for a plate for lunch, you know. But I mean, we split it between three people, so, and I had a bunch to bring home. So I mean, like it wasn't the end of the world, but really good. Highly recommended if you're in the area. It is. It's a fun experience. I don't know that I would go back over and over and over again, But, you know, if you want the kind of Texas barbecue experience, but you want to stay here in Charlotte, it's a great option.
And you don't want to make it yourself.
Yeah. One of these days I'll get good at brisket. I just, I'm not there yet.
Fair enough. Yeah. It's a long commitment for something that if it doesn't turn out, like, I would much rather have John Cheese brisket than try to do it myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, there's time is money. Money is power. Power is pizza. Pizza is knowledge. And, you know,
stop it.
You drop, you know, $80 to $100, you know, on the brisket. And then, you know, by the time you include your fuel and just the time it takes to do everything. I mean, theoretically, you set it and forget it. But, you know, there's a lot of stress and worrying about it. So,
yeah.
But still good. Glad we went. We'll go back again. The breakfast tacos are like, that was the thing I walked away from. And I was like, okay, I'm making it. I'm going to find a way to make these.
Yes.
Nice. Cool. Cool. All right. Well, on to the news. Your old place of employment. What's going on?
Yeah, Hardywood. So this announcement came through on one of my last days there. Actually, let me look and see. Yeah, the second to last day. Star Hill out of Charlottesville and other places is partnering with Hardywood out of Richmond. And Hardywood's going to be brewing all of Star Hill's beer for distribution. So all their flagships like Northern Lights IPA are going to be brewed at Hardywood for Star Hill. And I am not privy to exactly why this is. I mean, Star Hill's been able to make their own beer forever. But Star Hill's fermenters were being installed at Hardywood Brewery. So, you know, Hardywood's going to be brewing. I don't know. It does not make sense to me. I don't know any more than y'all, aside from this like press release. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Well, I was going to say, so like even in this press release, it says this partnership is not a merger or an acquisition.
Yeah.
Rather a strategic approach to strengthen quality, efficiency, and sustainability.
Huh. Okay.
So, sure. Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
I mean, you know, they could go into business together and it not have to be, you know, a takeover or something, right?
Sure, right.
We see a lot of collaborations going on around here. I mean, we've seen, you know, even just in Charlotte, you know, breweries contract brewing at other facilities because they're out of capacity or something. So, you know, it's not that far out of the beaten path, but.
I guess maybe more like most of the time they don't advertise it like this. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. The press release does bring a lot of attention to something that may not have mattered otherwise.
Yeah. Cause you don't see like Brewery X is making Brewery Y's beer here in Charlotte. Cause they don't have the capacity and they don't put out a press release about it. That's the weird part. I think that isn't quite something's not clicking. I don't quite get it.
Yeah. Like you had your, like you were able to make all your beer for distribution before, but now you're not. Like what's changed? Why this shift? I would assume contract brewing to be a little more expensive than doing it yourself because, you know, the brewery has to like take their margins and everything. But then again, I don't know the exact terms of this arrangement. It's just a little weird, you know, just a little different.
And yeah, very.
It's going to be especially strange for me to be working at Hardywood and for me to be packaging Star Hill beer. Like, yeah. I got a job at Hardywood because I like Hardywood beer, and now, like, a third of what I would have been doing was not going to be our stuff at all, so.
And truly, I can't remember the last time I had or even saw Star Hill around here.
Right.
Not that we don't even get Hardywood, so that's the whole thing. Still,
Because I mean, in the early days, like the big boxes used to carry Star Hill quite a bit. Now, granted, yeah. I haven't been to the big box in a very long time, but
yeah, I haven't been to a big box store like that either. So who knows if that's still going on, or maybe they're going to be using Hardywood's distribution to get kind of Star Hill back in and on the shelves in North Carolina, maybe, but I don't really know.
I mean, just a dumb question, because you know the bottle shop scene is completely different there, as we talked about when you first moved there. Do you see Star Hill stuff anywhere around you?
Around me?
Yeah.
Not really. But then again, like, I haven't been to a bottle shop in like 6 weeks. So,
okay.
I mean, why would I take beer home from the cold room?
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, I would too if I worked there. Yep. I'd just be like, any shifties? Can I have some shifties, please?
Or some low fills, or some dinged up cans that are still good, but you know, just have a little bit of a dent in it, so we don't want to send it out.
Combined, I mean, any of the extras that you get, feel free to you know, bring those to me.
Yeah, so I took home like a case on Thursday, and they're gone. I don't think they lasted Friday night. But I had some really thirsty friends, so, you know.
Right. We talk about dumb state news a lot on this show, but this is actually something that looks to be good. In the state of Missouri, they
yeah, and the fact that you said Missouri really throws it for a loop. I'm like, wait.
Right?
Am I looking at the right article here? Are we sure we're talking about the right thing?
I'll be 6 feet in the ground before I recognize Missouri. Simpsons reference for anybody that didn't know.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So they are going to slash the fees on what they call domestically brewed beer from what was $1.86 all the way down to about 62 cents per barrel.
That's a cut.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a big cut.
67% off.
And you know, the whole point of this is to try to boost local production, right? When you think of Missouri, I mean, unfortunately or fortunately, well, I'll say unfortunately, you probably aren't thinking about a craft brewery. You're thinking about AB because, you know, St. Louis is where they are. But there are a lot of good local breweries in the state of Missouri. So this will do nothing but help them lower production costs and let them support more and bring more product out. And this lower rate goes in effect January 1st, 2026. So we're still a little bit of ways away from this happening, but I think this will be really helpful for that, you know, community of craft beer places once this goes into play. Cause yeah, 62% is not nothing, especially in this economy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious as to what the driver for that is. Like, you know, I mean, surely it's, you know, breweries that are lobbying to, you know, have some of that cut down. I just, under this act, blah, blah, blah. So it looks like they can manufacturers, wholesalers, retailers, and unlicensed persons may donate beer, spirits, liquor to charitable or religious organizations or educational institutions for the purpose of being auctioned or raffled for fundraising. Okay, that's cool. Down with that. They want to be able to do cash rebates like coupons. Okay, down with that.
So they're still collecting $1.86 per barrel on everything that's non-Missouri made.
Yes.
Interesting.
Well, never mind. Manufactured in an American brewery. Okay. So that's not just Missouri.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Good for them.
That's, yeah. Foreign Missouri import actually. Malt liquor. I mean, I'm not sure what the foreign malt liquor market looks like.
Yeah, I don't know either. imported malt liquor. Let's see. Can't even think of. Oh, I guess technically Santa Claus would be. Have y'all ever had Santa Claus before?
I think once.
No.
It's like a German style. It's like 15, 14%. I mean, that's technically a malt liquor, but it's a, they're delicious. They come out like usually in the wintertime. It's like the world's strongest winter beer that I know of, at least. They're delicious.
I know, so, I've seen them on the shelf at one of the South Carolina spots.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen it, too. Brewed only once a year on December 6th, then aged for 10 months before bottling. So, from Austria. So, okay, cool. So, 10 months in December. I'll have to start looking for that in, like, next month. So, hopefully my local will pick it up, since Virginia doesn't have the same ABV limits that North Carolina has. So, if I see it, I'll pick some up, and I might actually send some y'all's way, because I think it's a fun-ass beer.
Speaking of fun beer, before you joined, I was telling Josh, I ordered my extra allotment of the Revolution Drop for this turnaround. So I have an extra, I'll have an extra can of the, or the, you know, the stovepipe, if you will, of the Amberana 15-year beer for the next time you're in town.
Nice. Those are expensive. Holy cow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I thought, you know, you're in town, we're doing another show, you know, get everybody together.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
One last thing show on that, this.
By the way, well, if you don't know, but we're going to do all the Black Tuesdays too. So just prepare to die that night.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
One other kind of point from this Missouri bill. Interesting little line in here where for the duration of the 2026 FIFA World Cup tournament, June 11th to July 19th of 2026, whoever has a liquor license that's for sale by the drink may operate 24 hours a day and may serve alcoholic beverages between 6 a.m. and 5 a.m. of the following day. So I know a lot of you degenerates out there are hoping you can drink at 5:15 in the morning. I hate to disappoint you. You're going to have to wait for 5 a.m.
Oh,
or 6 a.m. rather, but still.
God, I forgot the World Cup is going to be here. Not here in Charlotte, but here in the U.S.
Right.
What in the world? Crazy, crazy. All right. In the Y universe. When was the last time, I'm curious, when was the last time either of you had Buffalo Wild Wings?
Oh. 15 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a while.
I'm probably in the, like, 10 to 12, probably.
Okay. Well, they have decided that they are going to make a Radler.
Oh, that sounds like fun. So it's like beer and juice, right?
Yeah.
Lemonade?
Mountain Dew.
Oh. Oh. That's not good. That's disgusting. Half concoction of beer and fruit soda. Sometimes confused. Oh, the Shandy is what I'm thinking of. That's the 50% beer, 50% lemonade. Okay, the Radler, that's more like a Sprite or something. This is just... Yeah. Ugh. Ugh, cool.
Yeah, this is fucking gross. This is fucking gross.
Well, yeah. Especially since it doesn't seem like it's very clear as to what beer they're putting in it.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, like, it's one thing if they're doing, like, you know, hard Mountain Dew. Okay, fine, whatever. But, like, you know, what happens when, you know, Josh goes and he orders, you know, like he does on B-dubs. And he's like, hey, give me that Mountain Dew Radler. And they, you know, make it with, like, you know, some smoked beer or, you know, some kind of crazy nonsense. Like,
oh, yeah, smoked beer and Mountain Dew.
He gets the Malort Voodoo Ranger with Mountain Dew in it.
Oh, wow. That's evil. Why would you even?
You're the one that brought Malort around.
I know. It's probably my fault, but don't take it out on me.
I mean, this is... I get it, right? You've got to try to get Gen Z specifically, I guess, the ones that aren't drinking. But they're not drinking Mountain Dew to begin with, so...
Yeah, sodas aren't healthy, so they're not drinking Mountain Dew, right?
Right, like, this, sadly, is really kind of marketed to the three of us, because we are the Mountain Dew generation.
Yeah, and or I would say it's really marketed towards the B-dubs population. I don't know that they're looking to bring in a ton of new clientele via this. This feels more like a, you know, we're trying to get our normal degenerates excited to coming back in or something. I just can't. It's a wild one.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I was having a beer and I'm like, you know what would make this beer better?
Mountain Dew.
Half a soda.
I mean, I couldn't even tell you the last time I even had a soda to begin with. Well, I actually picked up a bottle of Coke this weekend because I needed a little pick-me-up, something that wasn't beer. But I can't say I'm loving it. Just a beer or water type of person. So, covers most of my bases.
I would say in my old age, there is one soda other than Ski. I have a weakness for Ski that can get, but the other weakness I have is Mexican Coke. Like,
well, sure.
Okay.
That is a weakness. Like, if I see a 4-pack of it, I'm like, yep. But that's once a year treat type of a deal. Like, I bought a 4-pack, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, and I still have a bottle sitting in the fridge. So, I will not, like, constantly drink it, but I love that.
Does that stuff go bad? Like, I legit don't know. Okay.
I mean, it's just carbonated water and cane sugar, so.
Okay. Citric acid and coloring.
And it's just hanging out in my fridge, so it's nice and cold, so.
Nice. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, like, I'm sitting here just going, number one, if I'm at a Buffalo Wild Wings, there's... I'm down a dark path that day.
Right.
If I'm there.
That is the cry for help.
Right. Like, shit's gone bad if I'm at a Buffalo Wild Wings. Like, what's the kind of local North Carolina one? Wing something.
Wingstop?
Wild Wing Cafe.
Oh, right.
I'd rather do that than Buffalo Wild Wings any day of the week. And I can make wings at home.
Yeah, this isn't like brisket. I think I'd much rather make wings at home than any place that I could be subjected to a fucking rattler of
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
An unnamed beer, which is probably going to be a Bud Light, but, you know, to this article's point, what if they threw a Dogfish 60 minute
in there? What if they threw a 120 in there?
God.
Hey, here's this overly sweet... you know, basically malt liquor. Hope you enjoy some more sugar with it. Hey, we threw some Mountain Dew in this Imperial Stout that has marshmallow, cinnamon.
Boy. Yeah, no.
And I had
right, don't that, give all the don't give all the adjunct breweries any additional ideas.
All right, I'll say
that. That burial that I had that was like vanilla and cinnamon and lime. Could you imagine them throwing? Oh, God. No. Oh, the possibilities are making me want to throw up in my mouth.
I choose to not think about that.
This is terrible, terrible, terrible. I hate it here. All right. Anyways, what have we been drinking, Jeff?
I switched over to some Super Zero. Brought that back from Chicago again. Sparkling hot water.
That one. What does it taste like?
It's got. I'll try to remember to bring you a can. It's got Sabro and Nectaron hops in it.
Okay.
I like it. I like it a lot. Probably my favorite hop water. And it's probably because of the Nectaron. I just really enjoy Nectaron. But yeah, it's nice. And it's clean. It's got a little bit of hop bite to it. It's quite refreshing and enjoyable.
Cool.
Mr. Wells.
I'm still drinking that Munkle Pilsner. There's no reason for me to drink anything else. And it also doesn't hurt. I have no other beer left in the fridge. So it's going to be that.
That happens.
Josh, what are you sipping on?
Well, I just finally cracked my can of flatbread.
There you go.
Oh, about time.
I mean, I had to have the true in honor of true going away, but
well, yeah.
I bought 2 4-packs of flatbread, and I could have bought way more, but I didn't want to shove them. I didn't want to lug my backpack full of beer, so I was responsible and just grabbed 2 this time.
Well, congratulations on being responsible then.
That's right. Jeff, where's the end of the show? Where are we at?
Come check us out on the interwebs. Go to craftbeercast.com. Find links to old episodes or Patreon. I don't know if we've got a link to the Reddit up there or not. Yeah, whatever. But yeah, you can drop us a line if you want to. Got something you want to talk about? Contact at craftbeercast.com. On the email is the best way to get a hold of us. Wells, anything for you tonight?
Not necessarily. Just you can follow me on Instagram at allthewells. Josh, where can they find you?
Besides right here, don't forget to rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice. Tell a friend, tell somebody. We are rapidly approaching episode 600.
Woo!
It'll be here before we know it.
Right on.
It's fucking insane. I did not think we would be going this long.
That's what she said.
And other than that, we will talk to you all next Thursday.